And the father was happy. You will be happy. The challenges that you are going through are not going to be there forever. With your support, your prayer, and your backing, let it be. Women, I know, but let me say this. Let the fathers play their role. We have different roles. Let your husbands play their role as fathers. Sometimes, some women make it difficult for men to be men. He will give instructions, then he will also counter it. We are different people with different roles. Your role is that you are the mother. His role is that he is the father. And sometimes discipline. Sometimes he need to kind of shout that child up. But many a times we try to let the children have a feeling that the fathers are not good. And they grow with that. When he asks them to be responsible, do this, clean, wash, sweep, do this. Oh, bedidi, bedidi, now crow nidi. Then when they begin to feel like this, you are trying to break up the family. Eventually that child will grow and have at the back of his head that the father is not that good. And the weakness of our husbands is not supposed to be discussed with our children. Your father is irresponsible. He didn't do this. Even this food you are eating, he didn't give me any money. Don't use your role to your advantage. Project your husband. Project the man. Even if the money is not there, project the man. It's a blessing, and God will bless you for that. Amen. Acknowledge him. Talk very good about him in the presence of your kids. Let them know that their father is a great man. Even though you know that he's not that great, but let his children know that he's great. And God will bless you for doing that. Because you know us better. When we are broke, you know. When things are not going well, you know. But for the children, let them be proud of their father. Hallelujah. Fathers, love your children. Praise them and encourage them. Praise them. Encourage them. We Africans don't praise people. We always look at the faults. And when you are with a child, and it's always about what he's not doing right, you are sending a signal. But if he does something and is good, give me five. Hey, you are wonderful. And you build the confidence of that child. And if he does something and is wrong, and you are telling him this is wrong, he knows that you are fair. But if it's always about things that he didn't do well, you are sending a message to that child. And fathers and Africans, that is what we are. Sometimes when we think that when you talk good about your child, he becomes wayward, head swollen, and therefore we don't. But if you instill this thing in them as children, they will grow and they will know that they are great. The best thing for you to know is when from your home they tell you that you are this. If somebody from outside tells you that you are not, you know your mommy, your daddy even believe in you that you are this. And nobody can run you down. But if from home you are run down, when you get there, your knees are already weak. So if somebody come and confirm it, me papa cry so I can't do that. Me cry can. And I say, I'll be PA. Amen. Let's build confidence in them. They see us as heroes and supermen. So let us not be deterred by the circumstance in life, and let us not run away when it becomes difficult. Let us teach them the life lessons. Let us pray for them all the time. Mention their names in the presence of God. Ask that, God, I need direction about these children. Help me to know them better, because you don't know your children the way God knows them. He created them. Everything concerning them has already been written. All that you need to do is to ask God, where must I lead them? And God will show you the way. Play with them. Fatherhood is supposed to be playful. So it shouldn't be whenever you enter, there is some quietness. Then we have a book. No, you're so busy somewhere. No, you're so. That is not good. Let your children feel free. If they have chores to do, let them know that this is the time to do it. And it doesn't matter whether I'm there or not. Your presence should not put order in the home. And when you are there, there is disorder. You are out of the house, there is disorder. Let them know that this is what they're supposed to do. When they hear you coming, may they be willing to come and meet you rather than to run for cover. If you are like that, you are not a father, you are a tiger. Amen. Because if your children hear you and they run for cover, who are you? You are a tiger, not a father. Amen. Let us hold these children that God has given to us. God trusts us. God trusts you so much, Father. God trusts you. And He has given you this precious, wonderful gift. With all our flaws and shortcomings, God still trusts us. It doesn't matter. You have failed before, yes. But you are not a failure. Amen. That children, Isaiah said, I and the children that God has given to me, we are for signs and wonders. Your children are for signs and wonders. And Isaiah spoke into the life of his children, and you should be the one who should tell them that you are for signs and wonders. Let them know. Let them believe. Let them trust. Amen. Yesterday, at the reception, I was sitting by a woman. We didn't talk. Everybody was concentrating. And when I stood up to leave, I met my daughter. And he said, that woman you were sitting by is the headmistress of Wegehe. I want to go and greet her. Hey. I said, do you want me to go? I said, no, I want to go to that school. So I want to go and greet the woman. I stood there. I said, so where am I going to start from? So I said, okay, let's go. I went, then I greeted her again. And I said, I introduced myself. I said, this is my daughter. She wants to come and greet you, because I learned that you are the headmistress of Wegehe. And she is aspiring to be your student. Your student. I said, oh, wonderful. What's your name? Then he asked her name. I said, we will be expecting you. And I could see that she was so something. I said, oh, wow. Amen. So these are some of the, you need not to rehearse. They think that I have to go, and so you have to. I went and I didn't know what was waiting for me, but I had to sacrifice and go and salute and bow to this honorable lady for the sake of my daughter. Hallelujah. So these are some of the things that happens. And once you do it for them, you see that, you know, my father even went with me. And it's nothing. So please, we are blessed. It doesn't matter whether the money is there or not. Everything is not about money. Hallelujah. You are the father. And God has blessed you with these wonderful children. They are wonderful. It doesn't matter how the world sees them. They are wonderful. Believe in them. Trust in God for them. And they will not disappoint you. God bless you. Let's be on our feet.